Viral hepatitis is a group of infectious diseases known as hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E, according to WHO. And many people infected with chronic hepatitis B and C do not even know they are infected because the onset of symptoms can take decades to appear. So what can we do about it then? WHO's Dr. Sylvie Briand says prevention is key.
First, we have preventive measures such as vaccination for hepatitis B and A. And there are also a number of measures that can be put in place to prevent transmission, such as ensuring safe blood transfusion, safe injections, safe water, safe food, and so on. And we also have a capacity to treat hepatitis with antiviral treatments for hepatitis B and hepatitis C.
The report found tremendous achievements and successes in the area of hepatitis prevention, according to WHO's Dr. Stefan Victor.
This is particularly in hepatitis B immunization. Nearly all countries in the world have adopted universal hepatitis B childhood vaccination. The recommendations are that all children should receive 3 doses of hepatitis B vaccine in the first year of life and a dose in the first 24 hours of life to prevent mother-to-child transmission. The country said that a median of 91% had received all 3 doses, but only 58% of infants had received the birth dose. So on the one hand, great success on universal childhood vaccination, but that additional step of doing a birth dose, additional work is needed.
Charles Gore, the president of World Hepatitis Alliance, is one of those who didn't know he had the disease and was diagnosed by chance. Although treatment cleared his hepatitis C, he feels that people living with viral hepatitis have often been overlooked.
One of the reasons behind this is that disease is often allocated resources according to fashion. And as people living with viral hepatitis, we've always felt out of fashion. An example of this is that Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, have decided that they're going to drop from their program the birth dose of hepatitis B vaccination. And this is really worrying. And we understand completely that there is tremendous pressure on resources, that actually Gavi have done this fantastic job in getting the price of vaccines down. But the reality of it is that this is a very important vaccination in terms of mother-to-child transmission and therefore in prevention globally. And yet it has come second best to some of the new vaccines that Gavi wants to promote. And we're really hoping that we can change that.
To halt hepatitis, Dr. Sylvie Briand says we need to join forces and work collaboratively at different levels.
First of all, at individual level, because each of us has a role to play for this. But also we need to work at national level, and governments have to tackle this issue seriously and develop strong national policies against hepatitis. And this is why WHO and the World Hepatitis Alliance have developed this global policy report on prevention and control of viral hepatitis.
WHO says there's a therapeutic revolution in progress for hepatitis, particularly hepatitis C, with the development of new drugs that are safer, requires easy administration, and with higher cure rates. Although these drugs are not yet available, they are in development. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.